Portrait of Johann Friedrich, the Elector of Saxony and the Reformers, after Lucas Cranach the Elder. This portrait has been acquired for the Museum and Art Gallery's collection with the help of the V&A and MLA Purchase Grant Fund and the Art Fund.
So what does the painting depict?
The painting's a group portrait of the leaders of the Protestant Reformation movement in Northern Europe in the 16th century. The Reformation sought to reform the Roman Catholic Church, opposing the general corruption and perceived false doctrines of the time. The Reformation famously commenced when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Church of Wittenberg in 1517. Luther actually appears to the left of the group in this portrait. At the centre is Johann Friedrich, the Elector of Saxony, who was a powerful Catholic ruler, committed to the Lutheran cause in later life, and he actually protected Luther after his excommunication in 1521.
Who painted the work?
The original work is by Lucas Cranach the Elder. He was a leading artist in his time and became one of the best-known propagandists for the Protestant Reformation. In 1505, he was appointed court painter to the Elector of Saxony, Johann Friedrich, who commissioned many works and again is depicted at the centre of this scene. Cranach also became friends with Luther and painted him many times. However, this painting is actually a 17th century copy by an unknown artist of about 100 years later after Cranach. But this doesn't belittle the work, because not only is it a very good copy, well executed, also the circumstances of the copy's commission are of interest to the museum and art gallery. This painting belonged to Edward Hyde, the first Lord Clarendon. He was MP for Saltash, and his political career extended through some of the most turbulent times in English history, rising to the post of Lord Chancellor and even becoming advisor to Charles I. Edward Hyde was also a scholar and historian, and he started to acquire historical portraits for his collection in the mid-17th century. This collection became one of the most important collections of historical portraits in England, and this portrait, The Reformers, was part of this.
So the work is linked to Plymouth and the southwest through Lord Clarendon?
Yes, but the addition of this painting enables the collection to be more representative in a variety of areas. For one, it boosts our representation of the Tudor period, working comparatively alongside Tudor portraits already in the collection, of Drake, for example, as well as Sir John Hawkins and Elizabeth Sydenham, Drake's second wife. It extends the representation of portraiture in the collection as a whole, looking at a more unusual type of group portrait rather than individual sitters. It also means that we maintain a good record of the religious history of the region. The Reformation has a huge impact on the country, not least Plymouth, where, without it, there would have been no Pilgrim Fathers, for example. Within the museum and art galleries could